Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go on a Friday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Check us out many ways, including radio.com. You can podcast the show anytime you'd like, wccradio.com/Chad. We are pursuing multiple guests on Hammer and Hank. Great, great baseball nickname, by the way, Adam Carter. Top 10 baseball nickname. With me?
Oh.
Hammer and Hank.
Top 5, maybe?
Yeah, it's got to be way, way up there because it's just, it's perfect. And so when Dan reached out to me about 20 minutes ago, I was initially thinking, well, we're trying for our guest, we're trying multiple guests on Hank Aaron. And I saw a road rage story in the paper. And I thought of your road rage incident from, was it last year? Was it 2 years ago? And I thought we could generate some talk. But Hank Aaron is Hank bleeping Aaron. So we're just going to talk about Hank Aaron multiple times on this show. When I saw the news, I then retweeted it and said, in the debate, as the greatest to ever play the game. I think if you put together 100 of the savviest ball guys, I'm guessing it would be Mays or Ruth. Ruth is the tough one. Because he was playing only against whites. What he was doing statistically compared to his peers makes him the greatest ever. But if a group of players who were brilliant at the game weren't allowed to compete against him, that's an unbelievable X factor. And you cannot forget that in the conversation. Think about how spectacular he was as a pitcher. And then there are no power numbers for a while that were close to him. But I think in the end it would be, my guess, Mays 1, Ruth 2, Aaron 3, Teddy Ballgame 4. You're both ball guys. Do you agree with that list? Adam Carter, you're fifth, by the way.
Well, I was going to put Kurt Suzuki in that spot, but
hey,
I'll gladly
just sign with somebody.
I know.
He's still playing. More power to him. That's my list. Mays 1, Ruth 2, Hammer and Hank 3, Teddy Ballgame 4. Any problems with that list?
I don't. I'm certainly not a student of the game like both you and Dan, but I think that absolutely is a fair list. You could make an argument that, you know, that Hank Aaron, I mean, clearly, it's clearly one of the, you know, five best ball players of all time.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'd find a lot of people disagreeing with that list.
At first, I was going to say, Dan, one of the five best, and then I kept going to those four, and I said, I don't think the fifth belongs with those four. And again, the Ruth one, If Ruth's numbers were against everybody, he's one. But they're not. And so I've moved him to two. Okay, so that's my list. That's my top four. Dan Cook, what do you think?
I think, you know, it's a fascinating discussion because of what you just said, right? That there's this line of demarcation between players that were in competition with black players and players that weren't. Because how do you, I mean, where do you put Ty Cobb,
yeah,
right? Where do you put, yeah, you know, a lot of those kinds of legends of the game? Joe DiMaggio is another name for me just as a complete player in terms of his defense as well. That's the only knock that I would have against Ted Williams is five, is he was, I mean, a brilliant hitter. Maybe the best pure hitter ever to play the game.
He was.
So
not even maybe.
So
I think.
Then what do you do? But you know, defensively, not what he was known for, right? I mean, so do you go for a more complete, well-rounded player that was maybe less of a hitter? You know, you could twist it any number of ways, but I can't look at any of those five and say no, absolutely wrong. No, I mean it's.
Well, and with Teddy Ballgame, he missed 3 years,
right,
while becoming a war hero,
mm-hmm,
came back and was every bit as brilliant. The one tweet I saw, I don't know if I think I retweeted something else, but here's Aaron, 755 home runs, second all time if you accept the Bonds was legit, number one in RBIs, fourth run scored, 25 times an all-star, 3 times Gold Glover. People forget Hank Aaron was a very good outfielder. 2 times a batting champ. Here's the one that, I remembered it, but it still is a surprise, Adam, we think about how amazing Aaron was. MVP, 1 year. 1 year. So I looked up the list today, and it is just a reminder what a bleeping monster the National League was during Hank Aaron's career, including going head-to-head with Mays, and just so many unbelievable names. With Aaron, I think of, if I had to say two things, it is his eloquence and his frustration, his anger, his feeling of lack of respect and decent treatment for him and other blacks on race, and the home run champ. Here he is talking to Bill Roden 20 years after he hit the home run April 8th, 1974. Yes, I'm so old, I remember distinctly watching that on TV. Here's Hank Aaron, 20 years after, to Bill Roden, great columnist for the Times. It really made me sad to see for the first time a clear picture what the country was about. My kids had to live like they were in prison because of kidnap threats. I had to live like a pig in a slaughter camp. I had to duck. I had to go out the back door of ballparks. I had to have a police escort with me all the time. I was getting threatening letters every single day. All of these things have put a bad taste in my mouth, and it won't go away. They carved a piece of my heart away. Adam, how could they go away? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say how tragic, how sad that you know, that's the final comment there, you know? That,
yeah.
And this is a game. It's a kid's game. And just like everything else in this country, it just gets tainted with archaic mindsets, and it's just, and that's part of the, but that's part of the story of Hank Aaron, and that's part,
absolutely,
the part that we celebrate today, overcoming that. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, the chase for Ruth,
I can't,
and the death threats. You know, this isn't the day of where, you know, where we have scanners at every ballpark where we're, you know, getting, you know, checked coming in. I mean, he doesn't know if he's stepping in the box, if there's some lunatic out there who's going to take a shot at him. And to be able to perform like that, I mean, just unbelievable.
He didn't know when the two guys jumped the stands and ran with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There was, I'm pretty sure it was a Sports Illustrated story where it talked about all the mail he kept story, the Obit and the Times went this out, and receive 930,000 pieces of mail. But among the good wishes were racist letters. Some contained threats, and those were turned over to the FBI. The Braves hired two police officers to sit in the stands while off duty, overlooking Aaron in the outfield in the event of trouble. To live the way he had to live, this, the Obit talks about when he was in the minors moving up, and we'll talk about one stop in the minors when we come back. Alligator bait. People were shouting at him.
Mm-hmm.
People wonder why individuals, people of color, in particular blacks, talk about their mistreatment. And I always find it breathtaking, the tweets or the texts we get at this radio station, primarily from white individuals, who just because they haven't faced it, act like it's not there. That's your prism, everybody? Hasn't happened to me, but it doesn't exist. And sure, we're better than the 50s, we're better than the 70s, we're better than the 90s, but we have, Dan, so far still to go. I want to get you to pick up on that,
okay,
and talk more about Hank Aaron. Major Garrett, lover of baseball himself, is 15 minutes away on CCO. We're talking about the passing of Henry Aaron at 86. Dan, we just were talking about race and Aaron throughout his life, how it stayed with him, how it had to stay with him, and all the challenges he faced. We chimed in before. You didn't have a chance. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for finally getting around to me, Chad. No, I'm just kidding. You know, when you say that we've certainly made a lot of progress since the 50s, you're not wrong, but I don't know if we've made that much progress. I think the last 4 years, if anything, have revealed that while people don't feel as free and as casual to say certain things as they did back in those days, a lot of those thoughts and a lot of the hearts behind that stuff are still right there. And I think we've seen a remarkable amount of that over the last 4 years, and it's saddening, but it's true. And, but, you know, baseball every year celebrates Jackie Robinson, and one of the reasons they celebrate Jackie Robinson is for all the filth that he had to endure, and to be able to do that without retaliating, without giving people license to continue with that stuff. And baseball should celebrate that every year. But Hank Aaron is right behind him on that scale, and mm-hmm. every bit as much should be celebrated by the game of baseball going forward as Jackie Robinson is.
Let me be even more direct. Donald Trump directly appealed to racists in this country. Donald Trump was this New York businessman who was very well known, was a bit of a goof, was a highly successful, was page six, and then decided he wanted to become a politician, and his first path and his path that he stayed with endlessly was the black man in the White House wasn't born here. He's not one of us. And the level of whites who believe that, you better look deep in your soul and understand that there's a lot of racist venom coming out of you when you didn't believe Barack Obama wasn't from this country. Because that's all, and I repeat, all about racism. And Donald Trump played up that from about 2011 throughout every day of his presidency. Part of Aaron, too, here, Adam, is he's chasing Ruth, and he comes up one homer short of tying him, ending the 73 season. Can you imagine in this era, Adam, even with baseball where it's at now, baseball was significantly more popular at the time, but can you imagine the coverage and the social media and all that on him then and then all the anticipation leading up to the season?
And the season finale, the at-bats, I mean,
yes,
must see, absolutely, everybody gather around watching those. It'd be remarkable.
So they start 74. and they're starting in Cincinnati. And at the time, the Braves aren't going to play him. Braves aren't going to play him. They're saying, we're going to save him for Atlanta. And Commissioner Bowie Kuhn said, no, you're not. That he's got to play at least two of the three games. He hits a homer in Cincinnati. Kuhn is there.
Cincinnati.
And then he sits out the next game because it was on opening day when he hit the homer. Sits out the next day, and Bowie is going to fine the Braves an extraordinary amount of money if he doesn't play. So he does not get the home run. The commissioner and the vice president, Gerald Ford, are in Cincinnati when he hits the tying home run. But Bowie was not in Atlanta on that Monday night when he hit the home run off Al Dowling. And Aaron never forgave him. Never forgave him. Felt like this was disrespectful and was typical of how he was treated. Among the baseball highlights that the three of us have seen during our lives as fans of sport, how many highlights have we seen more than Henry Aaron's 715th? Not many, right?
No. Kirk Gibson's
you getting
home run
cut
comes to mind.
You getting cut by your D-League St. Paul hockey team.
Well, I mean, there's that moment. One shining moment in that, but no. Thanks for bringing
Arruzzi
that up.
On his goal.
Completely irrelevant conversation, but.
Yeah, I know. Just a cheap shot for no reason.
I just.
The Arruzzi goal.
Oh, okay. All sports. All right.
All sports.
Yep.
I'm just thinking all sports in our lives, okay?
In your life. How about that
in
one?
In your life. Anything is possible. That Wolves NBA nationwide. How about NC State?
Yeah.
The Lorenzo Charles putback on the Derek Wittenberg air ball. I'm going to say the catch. Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dwight Clark.
Jordan's dunk from the dunk contest.
That's pretty good. I might say, I was going to say with Jordan, it might be the tongue out Lakers when he switches hands on the drive.
Or is it the shot over Craig Elo?
Yeah, it's probably that one, actually. Jordan gave us a lot. Adam, and they come to mind? Highlights?
Oh, boy. In your life, the Tiger Woods chip. Is that up there yet?
Yeah, that should be.
Yes, sir. And the putt on 17 for Jack Nicklaus.
Yes, that's for sure up there. Tiger's putt on 18 at the 2008 when he's playing on the broken leg and the ligament damage. Is there a, I mean, Gretzky had so many. Well, how about if we want to say my life? I think the hockey highlight is not Arruzzi. It's Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Flying through the air.
Parallel against the Blues, right?
Yes. One of the coolest sports photos of all time. When he's in midair and he's Bobby bleeping Orr.
Down goes Frazier.
Down goes Frazier. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm just trying to think in my head.
Secretariat.
Secretariat, Cook, that's your sport. Secretariat ahead by 747 miles.
Tremendous machine.
How about Ben Johnson as juiced as he was?
The yellow eyeballs?
Yes.
Oh, my
yellow
God.
Eyeballs. Bulging veins.
How about Bruce Jenner with the American flag?
Yeah.
Kerry Strug, when Bella is carrying Kerry Strug around. Minnesota-wise, it's Puck's home run.
Yep.
And second might be Puck on the plexi. And third's probably the miracle. Dan, anything else jump to mind?
I'm thinking out loud as we're talking. I mean, yeah, no, to me, the Puck's home run and the catch are, you know, 1A and 1B.
Which is why Game 6 is better than Game 7.
Agreed. Agreed.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
Chime in if you want to. Sports indelible highlights. We probably at some point could do the infamous list and have a little bit more fun with it. But chime in, 651-989-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.